Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are 8 days away from the NFL Draft. Draft expert coming on to talk with us today and will again next week at the very same time, Wednesday at 4 o'clock, Mike Mayock. Mike, thank you again for joining us.
My pleasure. Great to be with you guys.
Can I say, Mike, and we talked a lot, we didn't talk very much Eagles specifically last week. We just talked about draft strategy, and we heard so much from people that really enjoyed the insight. So I just want to say your insight is valued, not just by us, by the people listening to the show.
Well, I appreciate that because it was hard-earned insight that got me fired.
Wow.
Well, look, man. Who among us?
Well, at least you can joke about it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, let's talk some Eagles.
So, you know, one guy they had in for, we want to get to some specifics at least up front. One guy they had, the Eagles had in as one of their draft visits is a guy that is projected to go ahead of where they're picking, but they have enough picks to potentially trade up, and that is Malachi Starks, safety. What have you seen out of him?
I'm a big fan of him, and the reason is, athletically, he's superior as a safety. He can drop down on a slot, play man-to-man. He can play nickel. He tackles, gets guys on the ground. I think he is a first-round safety talent. I think the Eagles would like him because of the scheme versatility. However, historically, the Eagles don't draft a safety, so I would say the odds, if he was there at 32, I would be salivating, but I still would question whether or not the Eagles would want to go there.
Yeah, and they've, you know, the only interesting thing is, and Ike was saying this last segment, is the Eagles historically don't pay running backs and don't pay linebackers. And we've seen at least a change in that, at least. Yeah. So yeah, I guess we've been, and they haven't had much success taking cornerbacks, and that changed. So I guess for the Eagles, we're all just waiting for what the next surprise is in terms of, you know, their next move, and the next move being the draft.
Yeah, and that's all fair. I think Ike makes a great point. I think the Eagles have always been ahead of the curve, and it's kind of funny because you look at the last 4 or 5 years, everywhere around the league, it's been a pass-first league, heavy pass. Defenses have gotten smaller and quicker as a way to compensate against the pass game. And what do the Eagles do? They're the first team in several years that runs the ball more than 50% of the time.
Right.
They win the Super Bowl. So it's really intriguing.
We're looking at these different players, right, Mike? Last week we talked a lot about some of the edge rushers, some of the interior guys. Tight end wise, we're starting to hear the Eagles could possibly be interested in a tight end. It's supposed to be a deep draft for the tight ends. Jason Taylor's kid, supposed to be a guy who's a first round talent and could be available at the back end. I'm just running from a GM's perspective. If the talent is there, Mike, how much does that weigh against prioritizing a position, right? In other words, if the talent is there at the position of tight end, this is a guy that we know is a first-round talent, but you don't usually draft tight ends in the first round or what have you. Do you bypass that and just say the talent is just too good to pass up?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I do every year I do a rolling five-year average of players that get drafted at each position. And the tight end position over the last 5 years, there's been an average of 0.60 that go in the first round. In other words, there have been three first-round tight ends in the last 5 years, and they were Brock Bowers, Dalton Kincaid, and Kyle Pitts. Okay, so historically we haven't drafted a lot in the first round. However, in this year's case, I would tell you right now, point blank, every GM has in their back pocket, especially when you're picking late in a particular round, you've got to have a guy in your back pocket or two that you know is going to be there if your board gets obliterated at other positions. Okay, so we can talk about edge and defensive tackle and corner all we want, but if Howie's board gets blown up, he needs a legitimate guy at 32. And I would tell you two tight ends are going to be gone, but the guy you brought up, Mason Taylor, I don't think is going in the first round, and I think he has big-time first-round ability. And I did a bunch of his tape. I mean, this guy is really, really interesting. He doesn't even turn 21 years old until May. Not only is he Jason Taylor's son, his uncle is Zach Thomas, another Hall of Famer. Okay, so he's got an uncle and a father in the NFL Hall of Fame. He's 6'5", 255. He's a three-year starter coming out of the SEC, and he never blinked. I mean, as a freshman, he caught the game-winning pass against Alabama in the corner of the end zone, big-time catch. You know, the kid was barely 18 years old. He makes a play like that. He doesn't get a whole lot of love, and I'm not sure why. He can run at all three levels. He can get vertical. He's got really good hands. He runs good routes. What kind of blocker is he? He's a good blocker. He's not a great blocker. He's tough enough. I think he can be a full-time starter at the wide position, a three-down starter. He can put his hand in the dirt and block, or he can move out wide. I really like this kid. And I think he's one of the guys, how he's got in his back pocket.
Can I ask a stupid question? Run at three levels. What are those three levels? I assume horizontally, vertically. I don't know what the other one is.
You're one for two.
Oh, well. Okay.
They're all vertical. It's just effectively level number one from the line of scrimmage is up to about 9 yards. Level two might be 10 to 17 or 18, and level three is pure vertical.
Well, Mike, one thing you'll learn about me, I'm not going to stand here and act like I know something if I don't know it. And I sort of figure if I don't know, somebody else doesn't know. So I had to ask. Okay. I have a two-part question about a player that we've heard about here in Philadelphia at a position of need as edge. So the first is just about the player. And then the second one, I guess, is more of a drafting philosophy about other stuff. And that is Mike Green from Marshall. So Mike Green from Marshall, as the player, what have you seen out of him?
Dominated at his level of play, went to the Senior Bowl, dominated again, showed, I stood there and watched the O-line D-line down in Mobile about 10 feet away from where they're going at it. He had better bend than I thought he had, a little better quickness and takeoff than I thought he had, which is why it's good to see people in person as well as tape. I was impressed with him at the Senior Bowl, and I went there kind of saying off tape, kind of maybe a late one, but I saw more as kind of a mid two, and I came out of the Senior Bowl going, hey, he's a really good football player, and I think he's going to go somewhere in that 18 to 28 range.
And then I guess less about him because we don't, none of us, I don't think, know the specifics about him. But more generally, there's a couple of things in his past with a couple of accusations in his past that might make teams, I guess, wary about what do we do with this guy. When you're scouting a player who has things, questionable things in their past, what do you as a GM do to learn about that person and try to fill that out and decide whether it's risk, worth the risk, or how do you do that? How do you weigh that?
Yeah, you kind of have to get past just the 30-minute or 20-some-minute interview at the combine, even the 30-visit in your building where you get a full day with him. You've got to get way beyond that. Every team in the league has security, mm-hmm. okay? And security might be, for one team, walking the coach on the field and keeping them safe. On another team, it might be doing a deep dive on background on individuals, and there are multiple people on each team that do that. So it's about literally getting boots on the ground at Marshall and checking on, trying to get all the information you can on any Title IX issues, mm-hmm. Talking to any policeman involved with any incidents, doing a real deep dive and paying sometimes an outside consultant to help you do that. I think the Eagles are blessed with Big Dom, who can do a lot of that also. He can help spearhead some of that. So it's really critical to get as much information as you can get on a kid, because that's also often where your owner comes into play and wants to know about, hey, you're going to take a kid with a first-round pick, and is it going to come back and hurt our organization and me? I want to know about it. I want to know exactly what you have on the kid and what you don't. So you got to do a deep dive on these kids, and it goes way beyond just shaking their hands and saying hi and looking them in the eye and say, hey, why did you do that?
Man, it is – that is such a intriguing sort of process, man, because I know – Mike, going back a couple years ago when the Eagles were fortunate enough to get Jalen Carter, coming out in that draft, a lot of people felt like he was the most talented player in the draft, but he had some red flags there, I guess, and some teams didn't want to take that chance, and the Eagles do, and the guy has pretty much been a model citizen since he's been in the league. And
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Man, he's arguably, outside of Chris Jones, I don't know if there's a better defensive tackle in football that has the ceiling that Jalen Carter has. So I guess just like you said, doing your homework, making sure you vet the situation. You know, I think about that with Green, because yep. You know the talent is there, and you wonder how many teams will be like, you know what, I can't pass on this guy. We passed on a guy like Jalen last time. And how far you think the Eagles would have to move up to get this kid, Green, if they want a legitimate shot at him?
Let's just finish the last piece of that conversation, which to me, you asked me as a GM, you've got to have, if you're going to draft that kid, and this is where the Eagles are so good, if you're going to draft Jalen Carter, you've got to have the infrastructure and the plan to back it up. Mm. And the higher you plan to take a kid, the more of your resources in the building you have to apply towards that. So if you're going to take a kid with off-the-field issues in the first or second round, you know that you're going to have a bunch of people in your building involved with making sure this young man is not only doing things right and staying out of trouble, but you're trying to help him and giving him the resources to become a good person in your community.
Yeah.
Okay? And you got to have a plan for that kid. And I think the Eagles are outstanding at that. Now, as far as, you know, trying to move up in the first round to get a Mike Green, you know, potentially, you could ask me the same question about Walter Nolan, the defensive tackle.
Okay.
Because he's got issues off the field also. And he's a guy that's supremely talented defensive tackle. And he's got a bunch of ability, and he might be staring the Eagles right in the face at 32 because of some of his off-the-field stuff.
Yeah.
So once you qualify what those things are, make sure you have a plan for it. The next question is, you know, do you want to move up to get a kid with off-the-field issues?
Yeah.
Do you want to use draft capital to go do that? I would tell you that I think it makes more sense. And it was one thing to move from 10 to 9 to get Jalen.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah. Yep.
You know, it's another thing to go from 32 to 25 and give up a bunch of draft capital. But I think out of those two kids, I think Walter Nolan's more talented inside. He's got real, real talent inside. So I think you got to ask the question of both those guys, would it be worth it to move up? And if so, we only have 8 picks. 4 of them are in the 5th round.
Yeah.
You know, are we willing to give up a day 2 pick to go get him?
All right, Mike. Great insight. Again,
good stuff
we
again.
Appreciate you. We will talk to you a week from today, same time, day before the NFL draft. Thanks again, man.
Appreciate it, Mike.
That went fast. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks, Mike. There he is, Mike Mayock.
Well, that did go pretty fast. I looked up at the clock, too. I'm like, it's already at 13.
Yeah, well, the Mayock's great.
Good stuff,
on the draft.
Man, yeah.
By the way.
The more he's talking, I'm sitting there. He got me thinking
while
he's talking.
Well, you're like, I want Mike Green. Yeah. Well, the thing... This is why Howie stepped in it in that McShay podcast, because now what I always think about with taking these guys or even signing a free agent who is the owner's going to look you in the face and say, if first of all, you're going to have to answer questions about this tomorrow.
Yeah.
And second of all, if something happens again, it is your ass that is going to be on that dais at the press conference, and they're going to say, you said you did all this work, and here it is. Are you willing to take the risk? Are you putting your career in the hands of that kid? And I think Howie, and he backed off it yesterday to a certain extent, but he set himself up for now if Mike Green drops it, look, Mayock gave him, basically said this guy's the monster on the field. Is basically what he said. So he drops to 26, and they're in position to move up and get him. And now this becomes an even bigger story than it would have been had they done it before because of what he said 2 weeks ago. And look, if they think it's the right guy and they think both personally and professionally, they'll go ahead and do it. It's just like it was a bit of an own goal there saying that because it set them up.
So you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So if they were to do this, I'm just envisioning how he would in turn explain it.
Right.
Because you're right. He's going to get asked, how will you say it a few weeks ago? This and any other. I would imagine they will explain it in a way that they've done their homework.
Yep.
They trust the people that they've talked to. They made sort of tough decisions in the past with certain players. Mike talked about the infrastructure and the culture being great. They would sort of sell that part of it, I would imagine.
Sure.
And just, I totally understand what you're saying. And they realize that too now.
Well, yeah.
Believe me.
Because these things that you're saying, they were going to have to do it anyway.
Yep.
But now they're going to get, but you said,
yes.
You know.
They're going to get the whole but you said.
And yep. Unfortunately for without knowing what he did or didn't mm-hmm. do, now it puts an even bigger spotlight on that stuff.
On that, yes.
On that stuff because yep. of what he said in the first place. Don't yep. go on podcasts. Just come on our show. All right.
Well, again, it wasn't taken out of context.
Yeah, well, and it was not taken out of context at all.
Well, that was the best part.
Well, no, you know
it
what
was
happens?
So good.
What happens on podcasts is when Howie comes on with us, Howie is.
He's got his guard up a little bit.
He knows what it is.
Yeah.
He's guarded. You get in there on a podcast, we're not breaking. It's not
right.
just 10
free
minutes.
Flowing.
You're just hanging out and you don't feel yeah. like it's going anywhere.
Well, and he's talked to. That was McShay's podcast. Like, he's talked to McShay for what, 15 years?
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. McShay, who will join us on Friday.
Yeah.
4 o'clock, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Todd McShay joining us Friday, 4 o'clock.
Did you guys tell me that already?
Nah, I wasn't going to. I locked it up right before the show.
I'm just saying. I thought I was having a mind.
No.
I'm like, did y'all bring this up already?
No. Got the email right before the show that I was having. No. We did. That's the first time. It's just
I was having a CTE moment.
No.
Although this could be a new bit. We could try to trick Ike.
Yes, trick Ike. Could we trick Ike that they won the Super Bowl in 04?
04?
Yeah.
No.
That would not be healthy.
I'm not that bad.
No,
yes.
That would not be healthy.
We just came in one day. It was like, Ike, we just want to relive the title you guys won.
How was that parade?
Yeah. No, he said McShay. It made me think of it.
Okay.
All right. 215-592-9494. 1 year of the WIP Afternoon Show asking for your grades. Lisa in Delaware City. You're on WIP. What's up, Lisa?
Hey. Oh, hey, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we got you great.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to give you guys a call. I hope everybody's doing really well today.
Yes.
And I wanted to, you know, I've had the pleasure to meet Ike a few times, but also had a great time meeting you, Spike, at an event with Danny Bonaducci.
Wow, long time ago.
Yes, at Mike's Harley Davidson in Newcastle a few years back.
That sounds like rock radio if I've ever heard it.
So it was, if I remember correctly, Lisa, this was when everybody got a key and one of the keys would start the Harley. Is that the event?
You are exactly correct. It was an 885 Sportster.
Yes, I remember it well.
All right. Well, I wanted to comment on Jalen being named one of the top 100 most influential people in the world.
Yes, great honor.
Yes, it is a well-deserved honor, Ike.
Yep.
And I'm very happy for him.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen supports women.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing. He's a big advocate for women.
Yeah. Just like OG mentioned earlier,
mm-hmm.
all-female management team headed by Nicole Lynn, who negotiated a record-breaking deal for Jalen.
Yeah.
He believes in and has respect for women. Jalen, this helps him gain influence beyond the world of football. And now that he's an MVP, yes, MVP,
yep.
Super Bowl winning quarterback, he is a role model for young women everywhere. So I commend him.
I agree.
Look, no one's doubting he's done good things. I guess my quote.
And he's supporting the women's flag football movement.
There you go. I didn't know that, but he's doing that as well. I guess my question just being, of the 8 billion people on the planet, is he one of the 100 most influential? And that is my, I doubt that. That is my doubt. That is my doubt. But it is a great honor.
It is. And yes. I mean, Time, their readership as well. They're looking.
Yep. They want to get Eagles fans to buy the magazine. It's not a bad point, Lisa. It's not a. This is the most we've talked about Time magazine in probably a decade. So
there
it's a good
go.
Point. Yeah.
They're looking for someone to pick up the magazine or to log in and read a little bit of about what is going on in the world. Now,
absolutely.
My grade for the show is a good solid A.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And the only reason that it's not an A+ is because of you, Spike.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And Jack.
Oh, there we go.
You refuse to acknowledge that Jalen is a very good quarterback.
Well, we both say he's very good. Just not elite.
Lisa,
we don't use the E word.
I just thought of something.
Yeah, not elite.
That's what's holding the show back from getting A+. Is you two don't support the quarterback.
Well, I support him. I just don't think he's elite.
I don't really. I mean,
yeah. Jack doesn't even support him.
It's okay.
It's unbelievable,
Jack,
man.
Because it's doubters like you.
Yes, we
that keep him fueling. Yeah, yeah.
That continue to make Jalen hungry.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know what? He's got another Super Bowl in his back pocket.
Well, you know what? You know what? Then my message to him is, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'm glad I'm here to fuel him. Lisa, do you have a famous accessory for next question today?
Well, I was thinking about it, and my favorite tennis player of all time was Bjorn Borg.
Oh, the headband.
The headband, but and Johnny McEnroe. They're both known for their headbands. So
absolutely. That is a good one. All right, Lisa. Like appreciate it.
Who's
Lisa,
on the Mount Rushmore of headband wearers?
Ooh, of headband wearers?
Like, does Jim McMahon count?
Oh, yeah. Remember, you used to write the message on the headband?
Yeah. Pete Rozelle.
Yeah.
Trying to think who, I mean, Bill Walton, I think, has a headband.
Yeah, now you're going old school. That's the old school headband.
I think the headband should come back, honestly.
Kareem, remember when the Sixers all wore the headband in the Butler era?
AI was a headband.
Oh, that's a good call.
Yeah, I was a headband guy.
Bryce has the showman on as a headband.
Tobias?
Did Tobias wear a headband?
He does, yeah.
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 Didn't Ben try it one time?
No, the whole team.
Embiid?
Embiid, Ben, Jimmy Butler, Tobias, the entire team wore the headband for a little while.
For just the unity?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
J.J. Redick would not wear the headband.
Not with that head of hair.
No. He's going to let it flow.
Are you ever going to admit you were dead wrong about J.J.? I mean, he's a stud, man.
About to be coach of the year.
Oh, yeah. You know, all they did was trade for the third best player in the league. How did they get so good?
I think it was out of bounds timeout sets.
Yeah, just said, how did they get so good? I mean, there's a certain
point.
Hold on,
you got to coach up those stars. Sirianni, what are we talking about?
They looked like they were going to be a 7 seed, and then something happened about 2 months ago. I can't remember what happened. And all of a sudden, they were a 3rd seed. What happened? Okay, whatever. It must have been Redick.
Great coaching. He got Luka to get in better shape.
Must have been Redick.
How's Luka in better shape?
Yeah, come on.
JJ started working out with him. Yeah. Does JJ still live in Brooklyn when he coaches the Nets and drives down for the games?
Can I say one quick JJ thing? This is the only safe space I can say.
He did live in Brooklyn, didn't he?
He did. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's true.
And so did Wilt.
Yes, Wilt did too. Wilt did live in New York.
To make sure, a Philly guy.
Just a quick JJ thing. And this is going to sound unfeeling, and it's not.
Uh-oh.
So when there were fires were out in L.A.
It's going to be unfeeling?
Unfeeling. I don't think that's a word. A lack of feeling.
There you go.
So when he was out in L.A. and the fires were in L.A., there were all these stories that his house burned down. Oh my God, J.J. Redick's house burned down. J.J. Redick's house burned down. He was crying at one point, my house burned down. He rented the house. It wasn't his house. So I saw these stories and I'm like, J.J. Redick's house didn't burn down. Somebody else's house burned down.
You were a generational hater.
I tell you, man. He's good, though. You got to give him credit.
Well, I looked
it
up. I'm like, wow, he bought a house. Oh, he was renting it. If you're in an apartment.
Well, houses are expensive out there.
They are. And unfortunately for somebody else, they had to build a new house. He just had to move. This is all I'm saying. All right, 215-5. I guess our grade will go down a half from some people.
Yeah, that's going to cost us.
Yeah. The 1 year anniversary of the WIP Afternoon Show, asking for your grades for us, 215-592-9494. We grade the insiders next as the new edition of the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings come out. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.